This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The condition known as long COVID is starting to be listed as a significant contributing factor in the deaths of some Coloradans. Since January of 2023, there have been 52 deaths among Colorado residents in which long COVID was recorded as playing a role. Dr. John Swartzberg is a professor and expert in infectious diseases at UC Berkeley.
If you look at the epidemiology of long COVID, the group that seems to suffer a great deal from it in terms of more virulent qualities of long COVID tend to be people who had serious COVID to start with.
Last year, the state recorded 38 deaths in which long COVID was a significant contributing factor, with 14 in 2024 so far. Two former Los Alamos County law enforcement officers face 5 misdemeanor charges each for assaulting Kenneth Espinoza at a traffic stop in 2022. According to body camera video, the former sheriff's lieutenant and deputy pulled Espinoza out of his car and tased him repeatedly. An investigation by the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office found the officers misused their tasers and filed inaccurate police reports. Both were fired last year, and the county paid the victim $1.5 million in civil court. Suncor Energy is facing another investigation over potential air pollution violations at its refinery in Commerce City. CPR Sam Brash has more.
State regulators have led past enforcement actions against Suncor. There's just one big difference this time. A notification sent to the company last week reveals the state and the EPA are now looking into a series of potential violations. That includes air pollution releases Suncor itself reported and cracked tanks inspectors found last year. The involvement of the federal government signals Suncor could face greater scrutiny and steeper fines for its long history of air quality problems. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.